Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Before we go, we got to do some New Year's resolutions for the Houston sports teams. It's The Drive. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee, Colin Neal on the other side of the glass. Appreciate you hanging with us here on this New Year's Day. You can text the show, 713-572-4610. Let's get to some resolutions. By the way, I've always said "Auld Lang Syne," underrated song. Love that song. The song that they always play for New Year's every year. If you listen to a Billy Joel version or something, great song. It's a good song. Resolutions. Let's go through the three teams for 2026. Chris, I'll let you go first. We've been talking a lot of Texans today, so why not? Let's start with the Texans. What would be your New Year's resolution for the Houston Texans here for now 2026?
AFC title game appearance.
Oh.
I think it's going to happen.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I think this is the year they make it there. I'm not going to go as far as say Super Bowl yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to give you my pick or if they win, but I'm going to say AFC title game appearance. They've been right there at the doorstep for 2 years. I think this is the year it happens.
My resolution, like the low-hanging fruit would be, obviously, a better offense.
Yeah, I thought about that too, but yeah.
So we all want that. Honestly, what I would say is kind of what we touched on earlier. My resolution that I would make on behalf of the Texans is to change the philosophy and to open things up a little bit or to keep things open. We talked about this earlier, but it's my biggest concern for how the Texans are structured. That what we saw Saturday night, you jump out to a 14-0 lead and then just try to coast the rest of the way on the heels of your defense, which will work more often than not, as it has this year. I just worry about how far that style can take you, to the point where D'Amico Ryans used to say 21 points and now said in a clip this week, just give me 7 points.
7 points.
That's all I need. I disagree. C.J. Stroud said after the game Saturday night, right, we got to keep our foot. We took our foot off the gas. We got to keep our foot on the gas. Yes, you are right.
Very true.
But when you have a defensive head coach, this is what typically happens. When you have a first-time offensive coordinator who maybe isn't as experienced, that could play into it. When you have a quarterback who is amendable in that regard, doesn't ruffle a ton of feathers, good and bad, that's what happens. And so
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I worry about that ultimately being the downfall for this team, not only this year, but holding them back in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's be a little aggressive. Let's keep our foot on the gas. You have such a good defense that you can make up for some of the issues if they don't work out, but might as well go for more points throughout the game. And
you can overcome mistakes.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Because of the defense.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not saying you become totally, ruthless and silly with it, but we can like, keep our foot on the throat a little
like
bit.
Like going for it on fourth down every time.
Yeah, right.
Dan
We're
Campbell,
not playing Madden.
Dan Campbell.
Right, there's a fine line. Dan Campbell blew the NFC title game because of his reckless aggression.
He's blown multiple games this year because of that.
Yeah. Hey, anyone that's listened to me knows I'm not a Dan Campbell guy.
I know you're not. Yeah. Well, I brought him up.
You're not a Dan Campbell guy?
Talk about overrated.
Guy's a lousy Here we go. Coach. Hey,
turned a year off hot, baby.
We got hate. Our first hating ass Luke sighting.
He's back.
Of the new year. Hating ass Luke.
Yeah.
He's back, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said on these airwaves, the Lions, we got some texters that said I was stupid or whatever, but I said the Lions would take a step back this year. And look
at
that.
You did say that.
They're in last place. What a surprise, because Dan Campbell's not a good coach.
Well, it is tough when you do lose both of your coordinators, offense and defense.
Hey, Kyle Shanahan has always done just fine.
But it also might be an indictment on him that he started calling plays.
Yeah, and things aren't getting better.
He took the play calling over, and it got worse.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said I didn't like the hire of Johnny Morton. He made it 1 year as an offensive coordinator where the Jets got fired. It's the only time he's called plays.
Yeah.
That was a weird hire to me to try to replace Ben Johnson. That's
who we knew.
Step down.
That's who we knew. And that was his connection.
Johnny Morton made it half a year, and he lost his job by Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It was a lousy hire. And look, you could actually make that conversation, bring it over to the Texans, where for DeMeco, it's going to come down to these offensive coordinator hires, and it's hard to nail it every time. You nailed it with Ben Johnson, but Dan Campbell's first offensive coordinator was Anthony Lynn, who got fired less than a year in. Johnny Morton's the next hire, fired less than a year in, or demoted less than a year in.
Yeah.
It's hard to get those hires right year in and year out. Anyways, that's the Texans. Moving on to the Rockets, who are currently playing right now against the Brooklyn Nets, and it's tightened up. Rockets lead 26-22.
Oh, come on.
A minute into the second quarter.
It's the NBA. It happens.
Yeah.
It's over.
It's over.
No, it's over. Rockets lost. It's over. Fire Ime Udoka, as people were saying at the beginning of last year. Y'all remember that?
Well, the Rockets.
That's crazy talk.
Have had the. The Rockets have had the ability to lose to bad teams this year.
They have.
What would be your New Year's resolution? Maybe that's what it is. Stop losing to these bad teams. What would be your New Year's resolution for the Houston Rockets in 2026?
You could go with stop losing to these bad teams, but mine would be go get a veteran point guard.
Yeah.
Because I think at some point, I get they've looked good with this lineup. It's a very small sample size. This new starting lineup, very small sample size. But I believe at some point, especially once you get to the postseason, and we expect them to be in the postseason, you're going to need that veteran presence at that position. You're just going to need it, right?
So I'm with you.
I think they got to go out and get a veteran point. I'm not saying you got to, go get someone that's going to cost you $45, $50 million a year, but you got to go get somebody.
For sure. I've said it since the Fred VanVleet injury. They need somebody. This is not a regular season problem. They could get through the regular season and be a three seed in the West. They'll be fine. Come the playoffs, you need.
You're going to need it.
You need a point guard. Actually, I said this offseason, I thought even with Fred VanVleet, they still needed more help.
Yeah.
And now especially so. So I'm with you there. But so I don't copy your New Year's resolution, let me say kind of like what we talked about earlier. My New Year's resolution, be better in tight games.
Yeah.
Rockets right now are 19th in the league in clutch games, which are five-point games or less in the final 2 minutes. 19th in the league. They're under 500. You got to be able to win these. They were top five last year. They were really good in those games to help them get the two seed. They have to be better in these clutch moments, tight games late, not only to improve their record throughout the year, but come playoff time, it's probably going to take some close, tight, clutch wins if you want to go win a championship. They got to be better in those situations.
Who was there last year? Who was playing last year when they were winning those tight games?
Fred VanVleet.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
go
fair.
Go get you a veteran point guard, all right? You trust me. In the playoffs, when teams can focus on just you every night, believe me, you're going to need it. Go find somebody.
Yep, that's a good point. So our resolutions can actually tie together. On the YouTube chat, Joseph said, this Rockets team consistently playing down to bad teams ticks me off. I get it.
You should be ticked off.
It is. It is frustrating.
You should be.
Rockets are up 10, though, right now over the Nets. 9:36 left in the first half.
Quickly that changes.
Yeah.
They were just up four. It's basketball, man. Mm-hmm. It is a game of runs, really.
Lastly, the Houston Astros. They made a signing today, brought in a new pitcher. What would be your New Year's resolution for the Astros in 2026?
Spend more money.
Preach.
Spend more money. Make more moves. Take a few more chances. Take a little more risk.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Super producer Colin.
Whoops, that's my bad voice.
That's all right. We know who you are.
I was trying to play the. I was trying to play the Tatsuya.
Oh, Ima. It's all right. It's all right.
Patrick Crane drop.
That is bad.
It's all right.
Woo.
Yeah. You just said it for
I'm ready to go home.
Yeah.
Been a long day, man.
Shoehorning that one in before we go here.
Before we get out of here.
Reminding everybody.
Let me get that in.
Gotta remind everybody, man. Yeah.
He played it twice, too. That's,
yeah, right. Once, I get it. You click the wrong button once. Okay.
Yeah, you click the wrong button once, and then it all goes downhill.
Yeah. Oh, I get it if you do it once.
Twice is a pattern guy, okay?
That's right.
It's a pattern, buddy.
That's right. No, but you have done a great job today.
He always does a great job.
It's true.
Y'all do as well, man.
We're not disputing that.
Appreciate you. For the Astros, I would say the same. I was prepared to come in today and complain about their lack of moves, and then, of course, they
made
a signing like 2 hours before it went on the air.
It
and
happened,
I said, perfect.
Yeah.
And it was going to be there's a deep cut of the show Rules of Engagement. They filmed themselves making love and then watch it back and realize how hard it is to watch yourself in those scenarios.
Yeah.
And the wife is sitting
sure
there watching them saying, like, just do something. And that's how I feel about the that's how I feel about these Astros. They did do something today.
I was about to say they did something.
They did.
You should be. Are you happy?
Yeah. No, I was going to say that was going to be my resolution before the move today. Now my new resolution, I think, is honestly move somebody from this group of infielders.
Yeah.
Whether it's Christian Walker or Carlos. I know they're probably never going to trade Carlos Correa, but move somebody. I don't want to give up Isak Paredes, but you got to get rid of somebody in this logjam. In the infield.
Somebody got to go.
Yeah. It's a numbers game. And they have too many numbers on the infield. So we'll see. But that's what I would say. That's the New Year's resolution. Are you a New Year's resolution person?
No, I'm not. A big New Year's resolution person. I strive to be the best Chris Partee I can be every single day of my life.
Absolutely.
Try to get better every day. It's all about growth.
Yeah.
Not just on January 1st.
Right.
Yeah. Every day. All 365.
As I said earlier, I hate the idea of waiting until January 1st. Like, what's that saying? Be the change you want to be today.
Yes.
Right? Instead of just waiting until January 1st.
Nah.
And if you're a person that goes to the gym.
I am.
Unfortunately, now for the next month, it's going to be a little more crowded.
Yeah.
Until people get lazy again.
I can't stand this time of year.
Yeah.
It's going to be. I'm actually going to go to the gym when I leave here.
Oh, there you go.
And I know it's probably going to be crowded.
Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
New Year's Day. This
but
is
you
the,
know what?
The busiest time.
I always know about. By Valentine's Day, most of those people will be gone.
Absolutely.
They'll be gone. So before I don't worry too much about it.
Yeah, before then. Hey, Chris, Happy New Year to you. It's been a pleasure.
Always, brother. It's always fun doing this with you.
Yep. Colin Neal, appreciate you holding things down on the other side of the glass. Appreciate everyone hanging with us, too, here on this New Year's Day. Hopefully you had a great New Year's Eve last night, and here's to an even better 2026, especially for Houston sports. for the next 12 months. Life's a series of hellos and goodbyes. For now, we say goodbye.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.